So at the parah, somebody borrows a cow from his friend. And the lender sends the cow to the borrower with his son Eved or Shliach. Or he sends the cow with the son Eved or Shliach of the Shoal, the Mesa. And the cow dies on the way. Pater, the Shoal would be pater from paying the value of the cow to the owner, even though a Shoal is chayev in onsen. In this case, since he has not yet received it, he is not chayev. Amar lo Shoal, shalchali biad bni biad abdi biad shluchi. If the Shoal requests from the lender that he send the cow to him with his son Eved or Shliach, or biad bincha biad abdecha biad shluchacha, or he requests that the lender send the cow with the son Eved or Shliach of the lender. Osha Amalo Amasho Hareni Mishachalach Biad Bni Biad Abdi Biad Shluchi O Biad Bincha Biad Abdecha Biad Shluchacha V'Amalo Ashaw Shalach. Or if the lender lets the Shaw know that he is sending it with his son Eved or Shliach, or he lets him know that he is sending it with the son Eved or Shliach of the Shaw, and the Shaw lets him know that he should send it with the Shliach, V'Shilcha V'Mesa Chayev. And he does go ahead and send it, and it dies on the way. The Shaw would be chayev to pay the value of the cow to the owner. The reason being, as since the Shaw requested that it be sent with the Shliach, or at least agreed it should be sent with the Shliach, so then as soon as it reaches the Shliach's hand, it's as if the Shaw has already received it, and he is immediately chayev for onsim. Now that which it says, that if the Mashal sends the cow with his own Eved, and it dies on the way, the Shaw is chayev if the Shaw agreed that it should be sent, that's only if it's an Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved. But if it's an Eved Knani, a non-Jewish Eved, then we have a Klal Yad Eved, Kiyad Rabo, anything in the hands of the Eved, it's as if it's still in the hands of the owner, so therefore the Shaw would not be Chayev, since it has not yet left the hands of the Mashal. He would only be Chayev once he received it. The Chayim B'Shah Shemachdir, the same would be true when the Shaw returns the cow to the lender, as if he sends the cow to the lender with a Shliach and it dies on the way, the Shaw would be Chayev, until it at least reached the hands of the lender. Only then would he be putter for onsen. But if the lender requests that the shawl send it with the shliach, or at least agreed that the shawl should send it back to him with the shliach, and it dies on the way, in this case, the shawl would be putter, as since the mashal requested that it be sent with the shliach, as soon as it reaches the hands of the shliach, it's as if the mashal has already received it, and therefore the shawl is no longer chayav. Now this is talking about where the term of the loan has not yet expired. But if the term of the loan has already expired, then the shawl no longer is chayav for onsen, even if he still has a cow in his own reshus, as at that point he has a din like a shomer sachar, and he is patur from onsen and chayav only for gneva and avir. Two people exchange a cow for a donkey, and the cow gave birth. Now the person who was to receive the donkey has already made a kinyan on the donkey. He did a mashicha on the donkey, and that kinyan is final. So now the person who is supposed to receive the cow is now immediately the owner of the cow, even though he has not yet received it. And the cow gave birth in the interim before the cow was handed over to the new owner of the cow. And we don't know if the cow gave birth before the kinyan was made, which in that case, the child would belong to the original owner, or if it gave birth after the kinyan was made, which in that case, the child would belong to the new owner. The same would be true if somebody sells his shifcha, and the shifcha gives birth, and the person who was to buy the shifcha has already handed over the money for the shifcha, and that would be a kinyan, as when you are buying an eved or a shifcha, when you hand over the money, that's a kinyan. And the shifcha gave birth before the shifcha was given to the buyer, and we don't know if it gave birth before the kinyan was made, which in that case, the child would belong to the original owner, or if it gave birth after the kinyan was made, which in that case, the child would belong to the new owner. The person who originally owned the cow and the shifcha says that it gave birth before he sold it, before the kinyan was made. And the person who is the new owner says it gave birth after the kinyan was made. The din is yachloku, they split the proceeds of the child. This is in accordance with Simchas, who says that any time we have a monetary dispute, we say achloku, we split the proceeds. But the Chachamim argue, they say that hamoti mechaveru olav harai, the person who wants to get money out of his friend, it's up to him to bring the rai, he has to bring edim. So therefore, the child in this case would belongs to the original owner since he still had the child in his reshus, unless the buyer could bring a raya that it gave birth after the kinyan was made. Two servants, one was bigger and one was smaller. Or two fields, one was bigger and one was smaller. And one of these two fields, and one of these two avadim was sold. And the deal was made that if the buyer wants to back out, he can do so, and the money that he paid would be returned to him. And now, the lokach wants to back out. Halokach oimer, gadol lokachti, v'alo oimer, eni yodea, zocha begadol. And the buyer claims that he had bought the bigger of the two avadim, or the bigger of the two fields. So therefore, the money that is the value of the bigger field is to be returned to him, as he had paid for the bigger field, which is obviously more expensive, so therefore he demands that the seller return to him the value of the bigger field. And the seller says he doesn't know which of the two fields he had sold to the buyer and how much money he had received, so therefore the lokeach is zocha in the value of the bigger field. The mocher would have to return to the lokeach the value of the bigger field, since the mocher has no idea and the lokeach is confident that he bought the bigger field. But if the seller says he sold the smaller of the two fields, and therefore now that the buyer wants to back out, he only has to return the value of the smaller of the two fields or the smaller of the two avadim, and the buyer says he doesn't know which one of the two fields or which one of the two avadim he had paid for, in this case the buyer would only get back the value of the smaller field since he doesn't know, and the mocher does know that he sold the smaller of the two fields or the smaller of the two avadim. Zeim er gadol v'zeim er katan, yishava ha-mecher sha-katan macha. If the seller says that he sold the smaller field and the buyer says that he bought the bigger field and therefore he wants to be returned to him the value of the bigger field, in this case the seller would have to make a shvua that he sold the smaller field. And once he takes the shvua that he sold the smaller field, he would only have to return to the buyer the value of the smaller field. As the seller is chayav a shvua de araisa, a shvua min haTorah of moda b'mikvah, as he is admitting to part of the claim, as he admitting that he owes the lokach the value of the smaller field, and the amount of dispute is the difference between the bigger field and the smaller field. That part of the claim he is denying, so therefore he is moda b'mikvah, and he is chayav a shvua. Once he takes the shvua that he owes only the value of the smaller field, then he would pay the value of the smaller field and be patur from the rest. They both say they don't know whether the bigger field was bought or the smaller field was bought. The din is that they would split, that the difference between the smaller field and the bigger field would be split, and the seller would return half the value of the difference between the smaller field and the bigger field. Again, this is in accordance with Sumchas, who says, Maman Hamutzah B'Safek, Cholkim, the Chacham argues, they say Hamotzi Mechaber Olav Haraya, and therefore the seller would only have to return the value of the smaller field.